I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So right now we are joined by Ellen Mathis. She writes for Arrowhead Attic. She has more qualifications. She's an actual attorney. I'm a part-time attorney. I'm a public defender on Law and Order. But you actually went to school and class and actually took the bar and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I actually took 3 bars, so... I'm pretty qualified, I think.
I've been to 3 bars this week.
So we're happy to have Ellen Mathis on. If you got a question, text line 69306 that you actually want to ask someone who could actually answer your question, we'll do that here. Let me start with this because this was my big thing. They would not have a press conference if this had happened to me. Why the show of having a press conference instead of just having a press release? Why go through the whole show and dance of, hey, today we're having a press conference and then we'll take questions? Why do they do that today?
They did it today because Tyreek Hill is a superstar. Everybody wants to know what's going on. Information's not being released. So the easiest way to explain what's going on is to call a press conference. This is one of the bigger legal cases in Kansas City because it involves a Chiefs player who happens to be one of the best Chiefs players. So they're going to call a press conference for that reason. That's really what it boils down to.
Okay, what was your take on what happened today? Just someone with a legal background who has been in these kind of cases, what's your take on what happened?
So clearly there just wasn't enough evidence to prove beyond a reasonable doubt, which is the standard in a criminal case, to show that Tyreek or Crystal did something to their son. The DA is clearly upset because a child was injured, and I think we need to keep remembering that a child was injured. And so he presented that, we can't prove beyond a reasonable doubt, which means a jury's not going to convict either one of them with the evidence that they have. They've conducted a thorough investigation. I actually think they probably went even further than what they would normally do because this was such a high-profile case. And there just wasn't enough evidence there. So no criminal charges are going to be filed. There still is, of course, the ongoing family court case, which is a child in need of care case, where Tyreek and his fiance will work with Child Protective Services, social services, the court, and work to rehabilitate and reunite their family.
Did anything you hear or not hear surprise you today?
I was surprised that he said that a crime had been committed. That's a pretty blunt statement from the DA. And I think it showed how upset he was that he couldn't press charges because a child is hurt. And that is the core of the matter. You have a child that's injured. This is terrible.
Text line 69306, I think it's a really good question. It was what I was going to ask you. From this information, is it safe to assume that one of the parents hurt the child and the other parent is helping cover it up? Maybe not cover it up, but this sounds, I don't know. It sounds like the he said, she said, or Tyreek and his girlfriend, fiance story, they are not the same, so it is impossible to find out definitively what happened. Is that accurate, true? How close to being accurate is that?
Is that how it works? If spouses won't say anything against the other one, it just kind of gets thrown out?
Not necessarily. You could still bring charges. You can always bring charges. And they're not married. So they can always testify against each other. It could be that their stories are actually the same. That they say, we don't know what happened. And they're saying the same thing. You can't bring charges because they're saying they don't know what happened. What was the question again?
I was just curious because the question was, based on the information, could it be, or from this information, is it safe to assume that one of the parents hurt the child and the other parent is helping cover it up? So in this, maybe what they're asking is it possible that the fiance actually hurt the child? Tyreek knows that the fiance hurt the child. Tyreek doesn't want her to go to jail or be charged, so he's just not cooperating with the police.
It's certainly possible. Again, because this is a case involving a minor child, they're just not going to put out a lot of information. So you're not going to know who was in the house, although I think it's pretty safe to assume it was Crystal and Tyreek. We don't know who was the actual person who injured the child. We don't know if one's covering it up. We just don't know, and we probably will never know. because it is a minor child case.
If they think a crime was committed due to one of the two adults in there, why not charge both of them?
Because, again, in a criminal court, you have a Fifth Amendment right against incriminating yourself, and you can't be forced to testify. So if they charged them, they could corroborate each other's stories saying they don't know what happened. And then you have reasonable doubt.
That being said, are we still on the same page that he's going to get suspended for some period of time from the NFL?
Yeah, I would agree. I do think he's going to get suspended. We talked about Ezekiel Elliott as a great example. I think we're looking at a loss of Tyreek Hill for some time this season.
Isn't this a little bit different, though, because we don't have all the information. The NFL doesn't have all the information. So how is the NFL going to tell us it's a 2-game, 4-game, 8-game entire season if they don't know exactly what happened?
I mean, it's the NFL. They're just going to do what they want. And, I mean, this is a situation where a child was hurt. They're going to want to essentially punish, even if there's not enough, quote unquote, evidence to support what they're going to do. The NFL is going to make a statement.
That's maybe the thing on the text line that I won't say it's surprising because I understand it, that maybe people don't get. We're not talking about the court of law here. We're talking about a private company in the NFL. This happens all the time. This is just the first time that it could potentially happen to someone on the Chiefs. But guys get suspended without being charged criminally literally every season in the NFL. This just would appear that it's going to be the first time that happens to a member of the Chiefs.
Right. And, yeah, I mean, I completely agree. They don't have to have, you know, a beyond a reasonable doubt standard for the NFL to suspend a player. So, you know, I think Tyreek is definitely looking at some sort of suspension.
What happens now in the family court case now that the criminal aspect has been concluded or wrapped up?
It's just going to keep on going. They're going to keep going through with what the court has asked of them, which, you know, is maybe substance abuse, counseling, family counseling, anger management, whatever the court deems appropriate in order to rehabilitate the parents. They're going to be going through that. There will be family team meetings, visitation, if we think that the child is still not in the home, which I would assume he's not. And then eventually they're going to get to a point where Tyreek and Crystal can regain physical custody of their son and bring him back into the home. And eventually then the court will remove themselves from watching over the family.
Is there anything that we're missing here? I don't want to leave any stone unturned. Is there anything that we haven't covered so far? Just I want to give people the best case information that's possibly out there because I don't know. You know, you do this for a living.
You know, I think the biggest thing that we have to remember is that there's a child involved here and the child was injured. We don't know the circumstances of how the child was injured, but regardless, this is a kid. No child should have to live in fear. No child should have to be afraid to be at home. And so that's a real concern, regardless of whether or not you think Tyreek did it. There's a child here. So just remembering that is at the heart of this matter, I think is really important.
That is Ellen Mathis. She is an attorney. She also writes for Arrowhead Addict. She has been our Tyreek Hill correspondent throughout this situation. Thanks a lot for coming on today.
Thanks for having me.
Coming up in just a little bit, we'll keep talking about the Tyreek Hill situation. Therese thinks that the Chiefs can pay everybody even after giving Frank Clark $100 million. Can that include Tyreek Hill? We'll talk about it coming up. It's The Drive.
The Drive. Weekdays 2-6.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.